Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, is December the 17th, 2020, as we are closing up this year, as we're wrapping up the end of the year, 2020, and the end of this month in our growth series. We just want to continue to share with you here on this show tools and tips to help you build and grow your network in the area where you do business. Well, we're going to have a great show today, ladies and gentlemen. It's a beautiful day in Houston, Texas, sunny, and it's also 57 degrees and pretty cool out. And, you know, around the country, we have a cold front coming through. But nonetheless, we're still conducting businesses across the country as we are helping small businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations to build and grow their network in the area where they do business. And the reason why I'm bringing it up this again, ladies and gentlemen, as I close out, it's time to reflect back. What have you done in the last 90 days? How has your business grown? How have you continued to expand your market? How many customers have you supported and added to the list? And then also, how many people have you co-opted with to help you grow at the same time? Again, because you're not an island. You can't do it all by yourself. And you're going to need the support of others to help you spread the word. Marketing campaigns that you put together each week should have given you some kind of leverage to basically share the opportunity on a regular, consistent basis. If you haven't done that, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for you to make sure that you're doing everything possible to reach to each one out there in the marketplace. There's plentiful of opportunities, but we have to go out and seize it. We can't sit by and just think it's going to come to us. We have to go out and get it and come back with it. And so with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I am super excited to talk about this particular topic. Each year, ladies and gentlemen, we've been doing this show now, if you believe it or not, since 2012. Here we are now moving into 2021 as we're continuing our growth series. So for the past 9 years, we will be doing this show, GTE Professional Network Radio, which we are part of. We are a Global Touch Enterprise, which we are a marketing and web design company, as well as opportunities in the technology industry. And the reason why I selected this particular market industry to give opportunities to share with you what you can do building a new business and adding this to your repertoire, this will give you something to be insightful for during this pandemic time. Since March of this year, and what people have done to supplement their income while things have slowed down in some markets. There are some markets that have consistently grown during this whole pandemic. And so if you want to look at it, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to show you basically 5 strategies basically to close your year out strong and moving into the new year 2021. And so it's a blessing to be able to share with you opportunities. Again, there's always, and I've said this before, there's going to be always more opportunities than there are jobs. If you think about it, ladies and gentlemen, everybody who has been laid off, everybody who has on file unemployment, those who have been suffering due to the pandemic, and those who can't work because of certain different ailments out here, then there has to be something for them to do from home. Well, we have that. And so as part of what you're doing, ladies and gentlemen, you would want to add this to your list. As an entrepreneur, it's always looking for opportunities. That's what the rich and wealthy do. It's all about concepts and ideas and what works in a marketplace and what can give you exponential growth in a short period of time. And so when you look at it, ladies and gentlemen, this gives you something to really stick your pin in and say, okay, Ed, what is it? What do you have? Well, let's look at it. We talk about the gig economy. We talk about app-based businesses, as well as technology, having a business on the internet, and running a successful e-commerce business with your website. As a web designer, and I do marketing campaigns for my clients as well, I basically help them strategically put together a five-step system to basically build and grow their network in the area where they do business. Simple five-step. So that way, they can follow this to the letter. They can get their, they can monitor their growth as well as the lack thereof, and then also what they need to tweak, what products are out there moving faster than the others, or what services that they're providing moving than others. What is it out here that people are looking for to make it of ease? Well, one, we're getting rid of bosses. So that's one thing. Two, no more 9 to 5. So brick and mortar, now everything is click to order. And so now the paradigm has shifted. Money has shifted now into these other industries. If you look at NASDAQ, if you're an investor in stocks, you can see how big NASDAQ has grown exponentially during this pandemic. How many technology companies are growing and blowing up every single week? Every new one, there's a popular of new ones popping up all the time. So if you're an investor, you want to invest in something that's going to bring you a great return, especially new startups who have a good concept, an idea that can also benefit others in the marketplace. And so when you look at it, ladies and gentlemen, this is something you want to get into. We have now technology all over the place. I'm working for myself, as I continue to do, and it's a beautiful thing. Why? Because I don't have to worry about clocking in and out, the politics, the prejudices, the things that goes on in working a regular job. And being on the other side of the money curve, and why people haven't been successful or getting ahead is because they're on the wrong side of the money curve. If you're an employee and you're self-employed, you're on the left side of that money curve, you're not going to get no further. Why? Because your boss controls your hours and your money, your time and your money. And if you're self-employed, your customers control your time and your money. So you want to be on the B side, on the right side, which is a business owner, which you own the system, and an investor basically having money working for you. It's the concept that Robert Kiyosaki came up with that was so crucial to us understanding why a lot of folks haven't gotten further working that 40-40-40 plan, whereas you can be your own boss, being a business owner, and have leverage working for you, a system, to whereas now you have something that can continue to pay you on a regular, consistent basis, on a residual level, or passive income. And now it's time for us to really dive into it here at GTE Professional Network Radio on why that's important today and why you need to get involved today in a business on this level. And one of the reasons we talked about earlier, I said it mentioned the gig economy, right? So if you look at what's happening out here, app-based companies all over the place. I'm in Houston, Texas, originally from Chicago, Illinois. Guess what? When I moved here, Houston has created more millionaires than any city in the country to date. Why is that? Well, not just because it's a Republican state. Ain't got nothing to do with that. What it does have to do with the free enterprise and that you can start a business and continue to grow if you're consistent, if you are real, if you are honest enough to be the leader that you're supposed to be in helping others as you help yourself. Utilizing the PHP effect, people helping people. And so when you think about it, ladies and gentlemen, this gives you an opportunity to mass growth in helping the needs. So notice that cause marketing and savings people versus trying to rob people of and charge people all this X amount of dollars for things that they don't really need. It's time out for all that. Now it's time for us to say, how much can I help you save on this, 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 and this? And then you can use those extra dollars towards something else. And how about starting a business where you don't have to spend thousands of dollars to maintain, where you can do it under $100 to maintain? Now you understand. No overhead. Less overhead is better. Tax write-offs. A lot of options that you have now as a business owner. Owning a system which saves yourself time, energy, and money. And utilizing a win formula, what's important now. But you have to believe in your gifts and talents, what you've been blessed with, to continue to do what's best for you and what works for you. But if you got a system in place and you have seen that the marketplace has shifted and changed, then it's time for you to make the necessary adjustment. You got to start thinking outside of the box. You can't stay in the same lane. It's not working. It hasn't worked. It's not going to work. So if you are in business currently today, most of the businesses that I talk to on a regular, consistent basis, ladies and gentlemen, I've been able to help as we do consulting as well to help our entrepreneurs or new startups, because that's my target market, the startups, which I love, because of the fact that I'm able to help them, guide them, so they way they don't go into the pitfalls of obscurity trying to get their business off the ground. But they can grow, they can build, they can learn as they earn, and then they can use the five-step technique that I talk about in reference to building their business. It's five simple steps. Right? And so when you think about it, ladies and gentlemen, this helps you to build your business correctly. You have to have your structure in place, infrastructure. You have a business plan, marketing plan, target market, age demographics, what city and state that you are starting in, looking at your competitors, what market are you going in the marketplace? What markets are growing? What markets are not growing? Let me give you some tips. And also, let me make this note for you. And I'm hoping you're taking copious notes on this, because here's the thing. When we share these tools and tips on our show, we want to make sure that you have it so that way you can always get it and make sure you follow that to the letter. Do your own research. You can do that too. Please believe. We want you to do your own research on everything that I'm speaking on today. Well, let's talk about the gig economy. Step one, app-based companies. You got DoorDash, Grubhub, Uber Eats. You got Vibe Rides, which we have a new company here in Houston, Texas, which is a drive share company. We're app-based. We're brand new. We've only been in Houston 8 months. We're in the state of Florida. And we're constantly building our network of drivers. They can earn income, three ways they can earn. They can earn when they drive, they can earn when they bring in other drivers, and they can also earn when they bring in other riders. And then they can get a residual income on that as a, as being your own boss, 3% on every rider and driver they bring in, exponential growth, because it's compounded. And no matter what city and state we're in, market-wise, they can also expand that market to those other territories. Right now, currently, we're in Houston, Dallas, and San Antonio. We also have the state of Florida in Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Tampa, in Orlando, West Palm Beach, Jupiter, and we also in Boca Raton. And we're getting ready to hit Atlanta, Georgia, Chicago, and also Phoenix, Arizona. Also, we're going to be out of the country in the UK, Central America, and South America. Now, as we expand in other countries with this business, especially starting in the UK, this can give you now international growth where your business can grow exponentially. Talk about that 3%. And so if you think about it, ladies and gentlemen, this will give you something to really hone in on the gig economy. Why? Because they can set their own schedule. They're their own boss, basically. They don't have to answer to nobody. They can select when they want to drive, when they don't want to drive, whether they want to be a part-time, full-time, or just weekend driver. If you want to be a weekend warrior, you can do that. Whatever you want to decide, it's up to you. Because here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. By 2027, people are going to be working more for themselves when they want to work, when they don't, versus working a job just over broke, J-O-B. So what are these companies going to do? They're going to have to create something where people can work from home, which is now going to this level where that cuts their cost of office space, right, the insurances, and all the above things that companies always have to pay because that's part of that repertoire as running an operational business in America. Well, now that shift has changed. If you look at it, our carriers, AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile, now their customer service people are all working from home, currently now during this pandemic. Corporate America gave the green light for people to mostly work from home. If you have the internet, you got a computer, you're good to go, right? So you want to make sure you do this, ladies and gentlemen. The strategies are not restricted, but basically they should be year-round set of best practices, ladies and gentlemen, that elevates the performance of their entire business team that you have in place. But if they don't exist today, if you don't have a business team, then basically you start them tomorrow and anticipate basically how you want to close out the year. How do you want to do each month? Who do you know? It's always a good question. Who do you know who want to earn some additional income part-time or full-time? Who do you know? Top question. So, number one, you want to visit your best relationships, connect with the people who already do business with you. These are the folks who already like and trust you. They are the individuals who would be inclined to buy more of what you offer and to refer you to possible new opportunities. However, do not connect with a selling mindset. Please don't do that. Respect the relationship. In the course of the conversation, opportunities to provide solutions will arise. And the opportunity to ask for referrals will naturally occur. Or you can say, hey, can you do me a favor? I'm looking to fulfill these specific positions. Who do you know who are looking right now for a part-time job? Or if you're doing a business on the level and you got a home-based business and you're working from home, you can say this: who do you know who want to earn some additional income part-time anywhere between $5,000 to $10,000 a month? They will be happy to help you. But, again, you're not selling them anything. You're not doing the sales pitch, no more, none of that, not the selling mindset. You're building relationships. Ask the question, who do you know? Number two, focus on final opportunities. Prioritize closing any opportunity that is past the halfway point, right? The best chances to close out the year strong is to close out the opportunities that already exist. Take a serious look at everything that is in your sales pipeline. Apply fresh thinking and enlist the aid of the teammates or people you have in your business, and honestly assess which opportunities can realistically close and move them up in the front and top priority list. You have to build your list, whether it's 50 people, 100 people, or 1,000 people, however your list is. You want to get that list built. Number three, understand each client. This is one of the most important pieces of it. strategies that I always implement when I'm talking to my clients or my business business owners and entrepreneurs who are getting started, if you understand each of your client, when you're building a call relationship marketing now, it's not selling. You're not selling them. You're learning about them. It's like an algorithm. It's like an AI, same principle, where they're going to check your patterns, your habits, what do you like most, what do you don't like. You know, what places do you mostly go to eat? What's your favorite food? You know, what's your favorite music? You know, what kind of cars you like? What kind of home are you looking to purchase? You know, so when the best and highest priority opportunities are known, make sure you understand each situation intimately. Know the intention and goals of the client. Know the pain the client is experiencing. Translate all of that knowledge, ladies and gentlemen, into dollars. What does this situation mean to the client in terms of profit and loss or return on investment? Then make sure you clearly define how you and your solution provides the answer to your client. Just because an opportunity is highly priority for you does not make it a high priority for your client. Your client treats it as a high priority when the cost of remaining the same is greater than the cost of changing. You got to learn that. Understand each client's situation. If you can help them save money, cut costs, reduce their financial pain on a lot of things that they're expending on right now, you become their best friend. Why? Because you help them save money. Number four, be prepared. Always preparedness, ladies and gentlemen, alleviates mistakes, accounts of contingencies, and reflects professionalism. If the client has an anxiety, your preparedness is likely going to be a security blanket for the client. The client's questions are answered, sometimes before they even ask. The concerns are addressed before they become problems. The opportunities to close a deal potentially shortens, ladies and gentlemen, and you can basically ease their pain or what they're going through. So you always want to be prepared to give an answer about your opportunity, your business, and giving them solutions to their challenges, making sure that you give them the honest truth that can help them get out of whatever situation they find themselves in. As a counselor, and I studied psychology, you have to know these things. You have to be on that level, almost as a psychologist. Well, we don't have a couch for nobody to sit on, of course, but here's the thing. You're giving them some solutions to something that they don't have for themselves. And why is that, ladies and gentlemen? If everybody had the answer to everything that they were going through individually, we wouldn't need other people to help us. We can all just do it ourselves. But we're limited based on our level of thinking at that moment, at that particular time. And we're pulled down based on the things that we go through in everyday life. You have to keep fighting. You have to be a warrior, so to speak, because of the fact that everything is coming at you 90 miles an hour, sometimes faster than that, depending on what you're going through. But last but not least, ladies and gentlemen, number five, ask for the deal. Strategies on thorough four are the pathway to asking for the deal. So strategies one through four are the pathways to asking for the deal. You have a good relationship. You want to make sure you do that. And you know the opportunities that are primed to close. You understand the value of the solution for the client in the client's terms, not yours. Notice I said that. In the client's terms, not yours. You don't have nothing to You don't have nothing to gain from that. The client does. Because if they feel that they've gained something from the conversation they had with you and closing the deal, now they're your best friend. You are prepared and have answered the client's questions. You asked for the deal. You have done the work necessary to earn that right. Because it's all about the client, not you. Think about that. Not about you, but about the client. You help enough people get what they want, you automatically get what you want. But you just got to help enough people. But if it's all about you, you're through. You don't have their trust. You don't gain the deal. You don't move up to the next notch. You're not building your momentum. You're not closing out the year strong. Moving into the new year, you have to be ready to help as a good steward, as a mentor, as a personal friend of your clients. You want to make sure you give them the solid advice or solution to what they're dealing with in the marketplace. And let's go into it real quick. Now that I've showed you the five strategies that I just went over here with you, I said, number one, visit your best relationships. Number two, focus on final opportunities. Number three, understand each client. Number four, be prepared. Always be prepared. Number five, ask for the deal. Five simple steps. See that? Simple five. And when you do this consistently, ladies and gentlemen, your business will grow exponentially. I guarantee that. We have many other entrepreneurs that I've helped, nonprofit organizations and the like, and small businesses, mid-sized businesses, to help them grow to the next level by following these simple five steps. Oh, and you can go even further, ladies and gentlemen. You can create your own calendar. You have 90 days. Well, we talk about the 90-day run. Every quarter you want to run. So you want to do the things that you want to do that's going to be beneficial not only for yourself and the company, but for your clients and your customers alike. Now, they become a part of your environment of growth because everybody is growing and gaining momentum from that growth because everybody's benefiting. It's a win-win-win-win-win-win-win across the board. And that's what you want to have, ladies and gentlemen, as we close out this year, 2020, moving into 2021. Now, let's talk about the last and final thing as we close out. And here's the thing. You want to check us out, go to our website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net. I want you to go to network, and I want you to see those banners that I've put on the site. You can click on each banner. It's going to have a presentation video for you for the Traveling iGo platform, our Vibe Rides platform, because we're looking for drivers. And if you want to start your own business and building your own fleet of drivers and riders, you can do that. This is an opportunity I'm sharing with everyone today. So when you look at it, just go to our website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net. My name again is Ed Peterson. I'm your host, and I'm super excited to be able to present to you these opportunities as we close out this year 2020, move into the new year 2021, and continue to teach and educate yourself on any level that you need to learn in order for you to grow. But again, your income cannot grow unless as much as you grow. The more you grow, the more your income grows. But you have to study to show yourself to be approved, right? So you have to be the one. If there's no one else around you, you have to be the one. So you have to step up, step out, and do the right thing. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you all for tuning in for this edition of GTE, Professional Network Radio. Again, I'm your host, Ed Peterson, It's been a plum piece of pleasure as well as a pleasure for my brother Les Brown. Until next week, we're going to have another final part in the show. Actually, no, we won't, because that's the 24th, right? So we won't have a show on the 24th. But we will be back as we close out the last month of the – well, actually, we'll see you next year. How about that? Well, until then, thank you all for tuning in for this edition of GTE Professional Book Radio. Again, you can go to our website if you have any questions or any comments you want to make on our show, on our behalf of our show. Go to our website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net. Until then, keep building, ladies and gentlemen, and keep building your dreams.